While he hasn't played for the North Bay Battalion in over a year, Dallin Wakely will be long remembered in the Gateway City. From dazzling passing plays, top-shelf snipes, podcasts, line-drive singles, and being a great ambassador for the city, Wakely certainly has good memories. I just loved my time. I didn't know what to expect and was certainly naive to what the old lifestyle brings on day-to-day stuff, but I think I was lucky to be a part of a group that right away was amazing. All the guys a part of my draft class, the 04 group, and everyone that was there over the 3 years, looking back at it, every year was a new energy with the group. It was always a little different, but always the same focus and goal, so that made it cool coming back to the rink every day. Looking back at it, the year we lost to Peterborough, we had 10 out of the 12 forwards drafted to the NHL, which is just mind-boggling, and to be around guys like that for so long helps you grow as a person and player. With North Bay, Wakely put up 187 points in 199 games played, including 89 goals and 98 assists. Overall, his 245 points over his old career is tops among players the battalion have drafted since moving to North Bay, edging out Justin Brizzo's 238 over his old career. Over his time in the Bay, Wakely ingrained himself into the community, volunteering with the Gathering Place for Wake's Sake, which resulted in him being named the CHL Humanitarian of the Year in 2022-23. Off the ice, I was able to build a lot of good relationships in North Bay. That's the awesome part of junior hockey, is being able to make those friendships. Now coming back to the city to train or hang out, there's so many people I get to go visit and hang out with, and that's stuff you can't trade. This past summer, Dallin was able to trade in his skates for some cleats as he took part in a North Bay Men's Baseball League. The superstar on the ice looked the part on the field as he went one half with a line drive single, but it wasn't enough to help his team, Source for Sports, pick up the victory. Shockingly, that isn't his favorite memory of his time in North Bay, though. I'll take that .500 batting average in baseball, but three division titles and all those runs in the playoffs were awesome. For the man who was named to North Bay's quarter-century team by the OL, perhaps it was shocking to some to see number 14 in green traded in for number 81 in blue when he was sent by North Bay to the Barrie Colts in September 2024. While the trade was jarring for fans and players alike, Wakely knew he had to make the best of his last year in the O. I really, really love the guys I got to meet there and play with. Didn't know what to expect going into it, but I think it worked out in a way because I learned to adjust to a new system and new organization, so moving forward hopefully it makes it easier to transition moving to pro. I really relish the friendships I was able to make with everyone, like Cash, Kayshawn Aitchison, became really close with him and tried to help him in a massive year with what he was going through. I really like being a leader like that, and I am super happy to keep following the battalion and Colts with having teammates and friends on both teams and following the OL, excited to see where some guys go. Nothing but love for Barrie. Barrie, on one hand, however, is a tad bit bigger than North Bay. But for the Port Hope native, it was a nice adjustment. I'm not from a big city, so it was a brand new experience. There are some nice restaurants you can go to and a lot more options. I liked that we had a packed house all year, kind of similar to North Bay, where the crowd is really into it and the community is pretty engaged with the guys. After playing the first 3 months or so of the season and getting used to new teammates, the Colts and Battalion hooked up for another blockbuster trade in January. Sent to North Bay was Parker Vaughn, Zach Weigel and draft picks, while heading to Barrie was Owen Van Steenzel and Anthony Romani. The move helped reunite one of the best lines in the OL, as the year prior the trio of Wakely, Romani and Van Steenzel combined for 301 points. "That was crazy," Wakely said. "Definitely pretty lucky. If you had told me a year ago that I was going to be traded, let alone my whole line to the same team, it's pretty crazy. To pull that off and get all three of us is just insane. A lot of fun, and those guys are my best friends. To be able to wrap up my old career with them is a lot of fun and wouldn't trade it for the world." Unfortunately for the North Bay trio, the playoffs ended all too familiar, in the Eastern Conference Finals at the hands of an Oshawa Generals sweep. For those three, every season spent in the OL ended in the ECF, something that would be hard to replicate again. Just reflecting on my career as a whole in the OL, time flies, remarked Wakely. I can remember when I was in my first year in North Bay and some of the older guys that were around then, when I was 17, they all had beards growing, and I was like, man, when I am an overager, I better have a beard going, there's no way I don't, and here we are 4 years later and I can't grow one. But going that deep every year, it was the expectation. Fortunately to be a part of that and in North Bay to make history and leave with the division banners hanging there. It's special and I love being a part of that community. It's crazy to think about and that it's all over now, but I don't have any regrets about my time in the OL. Thanks to an agreement made in November 2024, CHL players are now allowed to transfer to the NCAA in the States for the first time, and vice versa. Because of that agreement, it has allowed Wakely and others to continue their career in the States, as the center will be playing for UMass Lowell this upcoming season. End of March, April, in the playoffs, I was playing for a contract with Edmonton, at that point, so I hadn't talked to many schools aside from some big ones during the year, but I was waiting to sign, Wakely explained. Once playoffs wrapped up, I heard from Edmonton I wasn't going to sign in the offseason, so I had to visit some schools and make some calls and some decisions. I came down and visited here, and some other schools too, but I really liked the fit here and what they have been building with their staff and the guys they are bringing in as part of this freshman class. School was always import in the OL, but in NCAA, you are there as part of a school. We're taking two courses right now to get some credits off the board and get back in the swing of things, Wakely said. I was a pretty good student back in the day, so hopefully it's not too hard. It's been okay so far trying to manage your time and the schedule is pretty light with only two courses. Joining him in UMass Lowell is another beloved battalion alumni, Tianyas Mathurin. We grew up together playing against each other, Wakely said on Mathurin. We have been friends forever, I don't even remember when we first met. We live together in the same house here, and being able to hang out with every day and having someone you can rely on is nice. We have had a lot of fun so far, so I am sure it will be a great year. For Voodoo's fans, James Johnson, who spent the 2021-22 season in Powassan, is also a part of the team, and part of the friend group. It's super cool, Wakely said with a laugh. I didn't know he was here until I committed here, and Tianyas mentioned it to me. Pretty sweet, same thing as Tianyas, we played hockey together in the summer for a long time, so we have had a friendship brewing for a while. He lives here with us too, so it's a pretty good contingent. He's so tall, I don't know how tall he was when he played for the Voodoos, but he's a monster now, so I am sure he will be playing some heavy minutes. One thing the agreement has affected though is marquee players leaving the league early. Potential first overall pick in next year's NHL draft, Gavin McKenna, left Medicine Hat for the NCAA, while Porter Martoni, the sixth overall pick in this past NHL draft, left Brampton for the NCAA as well. It's definitely interesting in an ever-changing landscape, remarked Wakely. I'm sure you'll see a lot of guys go and come back and vice versa with both leagues now that it's interchangeable. It allows the players a lot of freedom of choice and go to where it helps them excel as a player. For me, I am really excited for this opportunity to play against older guys and guys who are closer to jumping to the pro ranks. For the O, I think they will benefit from having some of the younger, more high-end talent from the States come and play before they go to school. I think both leagues will really benefit and guys aren't stuck in one lane and one lane only. I couldn't be happier with where I am. For those of you at home keeping score, Wakely will wear number 14 in his new digs, while number 81 will be a fondly remembered footnote in his hockey journey to this point.